Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Well, the USDA is out with the latest numbers on the harvest update. Brad Rippey, the USDA meteorologist, gave the latest on the sunflower harvest.
Just 31% of the U.S. sunflower crop harvested by November 3rd. That is one half the average pace of 62%. Last year, it was a rather wet fall, but we were faster at 49%. Once again, the big delay is coming in the Dakotas. And there we see just a quarter of the sunflowers harvested in North Dakota compared to the five-year average of 65%, 28% harvested in South Dakota versus 62% on average.
He also gave an update on the sugar beet harvest.
Sugar beets, there is some progress. We're getting there, but a long way to go. 70% of the sugar beets harvested by November 3rd. Five-year average is 91%. Last year we were at 90%. The biggest delays, of course, have been in the Red River Valley of the north. And, for example, as you look at the overall progress in Minnesota, just 70% harvested compared to the five-year average of 98%. North Dakota, 67% harvested, five-year average 99%. So should be about through, but we're not this year in the north central United States.
He also gave an update on the winter wheat planting.
Couple of issues in California where it's been very dry, just 30% of the crop planted there, 42% is the five-year average, and up to the north in Montana where it's been very cold and that has impeded planting and emergence, 91% of the crop planted there, five-year average is 97%.
Rippey also gave an update on the soybean harvest, saying that it's 75% done, but it's still behind the normal pace.
That, though, is still 12 percentage points behind the five-year average of 87%, also behind last year's 81%. The biggest delays compared to average are across the north, where it has been colder and wetter of late. North Dakota, again, really standing out as an outlier. 56% of the soybeans harvested on November 3rd. Five-year average is 95%.
And last but not least, Rippey talked about the corn harvest in North Dakota and surrounding states.
Soggy soils and delayed crop maturation, which has led to high moisture content corn, lurching past the halfway mark, 52% overall. That is significantly behind the five-year average of 75% and last year's 74%. For example, North Dakota, 10% harvested, five-year average is 60%.
That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. Thanks for spending a few minutes of your day with us. We'll see you again tomorrow.